Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
It's the time of the week, Friday Form Focus, where we find you all the winners. It's winter racing at Sandown on a heavy track. We'll get the latest as far as the track is concerned very shortly. And the pinnacle of the winter carnival up north, Sharknado is here. How are you, Sharky?
I'm all right, Michael. I'm all right. Look, it's sort of like a two-part little roller coaster this week, hasn't it? Like, the kids are back at school today. Hallelujah. That's just
we're already in front.
Some of the greatest news of all time. But unfortunately, the 25-kilometre extension, that leaves me 6 kilometres short from the boat ramp I want to fish from.
You just can't you take it down and,
yeah,
and throw it in the water?
Just, there's not a lot going on out where we are at the moment at this time of
year. Is there anyone out there, and I'm not
seasonal,
I'm not
saying, it's kind of,
I'm not saying this is what you should do, but that 25-kilometre radius, is that a little bit more wishy-washy in the water?
Well,
if you just drifted down to where you want to fish.
If it's in a different bay. See, it's Western Port. Top end of Western Port's going really well. This dirty water's just stirring those whiting up, and there's some fat fish there at the moment. But I just can't. It's just out of reach. You know,
fingers crossed.
Out of reach.
One more week, because it's a donut day today.
Donut day?
No cases.
Last week was donut day.
You know that,
don't you?
It was.
Did you celebrate National Donut Day?
No, not at all. Hey, by the way, just before we get stuck straight into it, for the RSN listeners who want to know a little bit more about Sharky, and he's a weird and wonderful unit, jump on rsn.net.au because the 20 questions
have
been going viral, all different members of the RSN team. You can jump on there and you'll be able to find out a little bit, peel back a little bit more of the onion layers that are Mick Sharkey.
Did you talk about,
I haven't read all of it, did you talk about your time when you were a man of the cloth?
Man of the cloth?
You were studying to be a priest at one stage.
No, I was an RE teacher. Very briefly.
Not much difference.
Very, very, very briefly. RE teacher. No, I didn't talk about that.
All right, well,
it's been an interesting
journey. Jump on rsn.net.au, have a look at Sharky's 20 questions. Looking forward to finding out the latest about Sandown tomorrow, because it's a beautiful, cold, crisp day, not a cloud in the sky after we've had some pretty horrendous weather this week. And Tim Bailey, the track manager, is there. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
How much rain's hit Sandown over the past few days?
40 mils. We've basically had none for the last 24 hours. And with those winds, it's been really helpful in drying the track out.
So what are we looking at? What are we currently rated?
Look, it's currently rated a heavy 8, but I'd be pretty confident we'll be on a soft track tomorrow, unless the forecast for 1 to 2 millimetres tomorrow. So if we get no rainfall, I'd be pretty confident we'll be playing on a soft deck tomorrow.
So did you say 1 to 6 is what's forecast?
Yeah, for tomorrow. Yeah, 1 to 6 millimetres forecast for tomorrow. Okay. So hopefully we miss all that. And, yeah, I think the track will be, pleasantly surprised what's been served up.
Well, if you're getting a soft range, I think most people were expecting it to be a genuine heavy. So that is very impressive, the way it's been able to drain. Back to the true, I'd imagine that you'd be pretty happy with how the surface is. Do you think they'll be wanting to stick to the fence or get out a little wider?
I think they'll start on the fence, Michael. It's the last two meetings on Hillside, the rail's been at 8 and 12, so there's really not much marking from that 8-metre rail position. But 12 and out, where we raced last Wednesday, there's a bit of marking, so I think during the day they'll use that sort of true out to 12, I'd imagine.
Don't get that many Saturday race days these days at Sandown, so the pressure's on, Tim. We need you to help the RSN listeners out with a good thing.
Oh, I think I like Ocean Mist, David Feek's horse. I think conditions will suit, and yeah, probably, I think later in the day, well, race 6 sort of mid to late program, barrier 13, I think it's drawn. Might be the place to be, a bit wider by then. So, yeah, I think it maps very well and takes some beating, I think.
Yeah, she's due for a change of luck with Jamie Carr in the saddle. We'll chat tomorrow, Tim. Fingers crossed that rain stays away and we could be racing on a soft surface tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Good on you, Tim. Soft surface. Were you doing form for heavy or soft?
Heavy. Heavy 8, soft 7. That's kind of where I was at in my mind. So it sounds like we'll be around that range.
Yeah. If the rain doesn't come tomorrow, which I think most punters will enjoy. So genuine horses that can get through the softish to heavy range is what we're looking at. Good to have a Saturday meeting at Sandown on the hillside.
Yes.
We've got a big weekend. We're going to look at both the feature races and a lot of the feature races up north as well. And, of course, it's the Swan Hill Carnival this week. Unfortunately, can't get many people there, but there's still some really good horses going around. And here we go. It started. Shark?
What's that?
I'll kick you off.
Kick me
off. Friday fill-up, Swan Hill, race 3, Yulong Storm. Take the early price. Take any old price. Oh. The more the bet, the more you win.
Look out. Hang on.
Set up job from Nathan
Set
Hobson.
Up job.
That's...
Set up job.
From Fish in Seaford. So
Fish. I like that. See, and he's got a nautical name and he lives in a nautical suburb. I like that. This is... And you know what? I've just been reading our star signs in the Herald Sun while we've been talking. So we're kind of like... We're on a theme already with the nautical... Fish from Seaford and...
I think we're getting into tangent territory now.
I'm just saying...
Careful.
Right. We'll leave the star signs till later on. But it looks positive for you as a Gemini. Oh, looks very positive.
It's good because we need some positivity after the past couple of weeks. Let's find some winners, Sharky, because we're going to whip through the entire card at Sandown. I want to leave plenty of time to get our teeth stuck into up north, and I want to have a few out wide winners, particularly at Swan Hill today as well.
Yes.
This two-year-old race is an intriguing race. There were huge raps on Rand Veer before he made his debut at Flemington, so much so he started favourite when he ran second to Profiteer. From all reports, he's jumped out really well again. Are you willing to take around about $2.50 tomorrow Rand Veer when you've got then... the more recent form of Hurtle Mimosas that he takes on a wet track?
Probably not. Not at that price. I want to see Rand Veer on wet ground before I go charging in. Look, the hype was there. He ran really well. He just ran into a better colt on the day. It was a nice effort. Those behind him, there was a fair margin, wasn't there, when you start sort of drifting back through the field. They were clearly the two best horses in that race. Yeah, look, he's capable of winning. I just don't want to bet in this race. I was vaguely interested in Duchy of Savoy, but she's out, so we'll save her for another day. So you kind of left drifting back towards the top where Mimosas, which won so well down the straight on debut on a soft 7. That's a good sign. Powered up back towards the inside, got the job done nicely. Hurtle was good at Ballarat in the synthetic. It was a synthetic, now switches to the wet. How does it translate that form? And I think the best... on debut here, maybe Our Heidi down towards the bottom by Needs Further.
Tasmanian
Stallion, yeah, standing down there at Armidale, doing a good job in Tassie, and can get a good horse. It's jumped out well at Pakenham and has looked the part. So they'd be the three I'd be looking at. No bets in this race. Interested in how Rand Veer returns and if it gets through the wet.
All right, so it's into 2:30 now. I think that'd give Benny Mellum his first city win.
Too short.
Return, but with that scratching now, 2:30. So maybe wait and see.
Yeah.
A little too short for the Shark at 2:30. Rand Veer, first time on a wet track tomorrow. Race number two, this is a lot more open.
Yes.
There's no scratchings at this stage. Sign, seal, deliver. It's $5 the field, equal favourite with Mr. Mouge, who poked through reasonably well last start.
He was poking through, wasn't he?
And Shakespeare, I thought, was a bit of a flashing light. Last start at Sandown, drops down in the weight with Matty Lloyd. It's drawn out in the car park, so you imagine we'll have to go back again. J-Rod 2, a good win last start around 8.50. So what do you make of race 2, which is $5 the field?
Open race, I'm happy to just try a little win bet on two horses here. One of them is Mr. Mouge. There was really good support for him at his Aussie debut. His price halved, basically, on race day at Caulfield. And he was sort of up on, maybe a little bit keen, maybe a bit fresh, wide gate, faded a little late. I think the team would have expected more based on that market support. And then Hillside, I thought he was better, ridden cold. Backer, a rung in class. He got to line okay. The form's all right out of that race too. Face mask has since won fairly well. So he wasn't far away from them. Stepping up in distance is the big key here for this horse. It gets out to 2,400 metres now. Look at his pedigree. Look at what he's done in Europe. 2,400 is what he's after. Look, he didn't have sparkling form in Ireland, but what he's showing here is good enough to win a race like this. The other horse that I think has been a little bit underestimated is Nordic Pride. Ben Brisbane going very well at the moment, and this horse has just ticked his way through the grades from a Wodonga 58 back in late March. He won at Cranbourne, knocked the 64 over fairly easily, and then he went back to Cranbourne on a soft seven, both these runs on a soft seven over 2,600, and he had to make quite a move there. He sort of got running out around the corner, wide around them. The effort was, you know, he was asked to do a little bit, and he kept on going through the line. I thought it was pretty good. He's got a tricky gate again here, but he's in winning form. It's a marginal step up in class. Some of these are further from a win than nearer, I would say, at this point of the game. Well, they're the two I could spec in this race.
He's won 4 from 6 on soft. He's $16.460 Nordic Pride.
Yeah, that's generous.
Mr. Mouge is a $5 chance. What do you make of the other well-fancied runners, Sign Sealed Deliver and Shakespeare?
Sign Sealed Deliver will have to do a little bit of work early from 17 to get across. Here's what he is. He'll be in the first three on settling. Doesn't really have a change-up speed, but just keeps going at one pace, so I would assume that Dean Yenner will look to sort of get him rolling early in the straight and have him at full speed sort of halfway down the straight because he can maintain an effort. He'll be thereabouts. Shakespeare, gate 19. It's a tricky task for Maddie Lloyd. I would assume that she's going to have to get back. I don't think Patrick Payne will be saying ride for luck or anything like that. There'll be other races for Shakespeare this prep. I think he's probably going to have to get back and then look to work home from a long way off the pace. That's my concern.
Hit the line really well last
time. It's ready to win. Absolutely ready to win. Had it drawn a single-digit gate, it'd probably be near top pick. But from 19, you know, there's not a lot between the majority of this field. So barriers and luck in running will probably have a large say in the outcome.
All right, so that's race two. Shark, looking for a little bit of value, a two-horse play. Nordic Pride, $16. And you've also got Mr. Mouge, which is a $5 chance. It doesn't get any easier. Race number three, Retrovale is at $6. And it is the favourite. $6 the field. Sweet 16, $7. Quietly discreet. And I thought, won really well last start. And earlier in the week, Philip Stokes gave it a bit of a push as well, $7.50. Bubbly Lass, Dave Eustace gave it a good push, $7.50. Mr. Vine M, $9. But, gee, you could go pretty wide in this race, according to the market here, Sharky. Is there anything that you're keen on to have a play on here?
Again, I could try two. Retrovales is one of them. First up win, when you go back last preparation at Geelong, was very good on a heavy track. So we know she gets through the ground. Don't know the quality of those behind it on that occasion, but the win was good to the eye, which is a good start. Horsham last time, it was interesting. She got into an odd sort of position, worse in midfield, was kind of ridden up, didn't look all that comfortable, was asked to sort of get into the race a fair way out, started to sort of run on and then just got nabbed late. I thought it was okay for a three-year-old filly against older horses. I thought the run was solid. She'll improve from it. And the market told you that she would improve on that run anyway. She was 215 out to 290 on the day. Whereas on her debut, she was really well backed. So if there's any positivity around her tomorrow on race day, I think that's a pretty good lead. The other horse that I could try here is We Go Bam, number 8. Just too far back, Warrnambool wasn't a time to be running on down there. Previous win was good in a 64, and then went to Flemington. Yeah, watch this replay. Dean Holland, no fault of his own. Basically, horses just come around him. She gets pocketed. He has to switch off heels. Goes from being in a great spot, sort of fourth, fifth box seating, to basically being shuffled back to near the tail, having to come around them to run on. And once she gets out, she does run on fairly well. It's just the birds flown and the first two home are off and gone. I thought she was capable of improving here as well. They'd be the two that I could spec in this race.
Well, she's $14, Sweet 16, who finished just in front of us, $7 chance. And
in the game too.
The form's been franked last week out of that race as well. So a two-bet strategy here, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, a couple of little two-bet strategies across the day.
How would you structure
You like that being a Gemini? Here? Gemini's the twins, aren't they? Yeah. Is that the twins?
Yeah, apparently. Mm. I don't believe in any of that mumbo-jumbo.
Damn. What? Well, it's funny because it actually says, if you give yourself positive feedback, good things will happen to you. That's the last line of your
give
star sign.
Yeah,
see, the negativity,
feedback.
I don't believe in that. You've got to embrace a bit of mystical business.
I tell you what it needs to do is give us the numbers at Sandown tomorrow, and then I'll be a believer.
Okay, well, to come to fruition. See, who is this fella? Oscar Kainer. He doesn't give numbers anymore. You know, they used to give a few lucky numbers at the bottom.
I think people started it. They used to get in trouble. So, what are we doing?
Oh,
what are we
really?
Doing? What are we doing here? How are we playing? We go BAM, $14, $14.
Yep. We go BAM and Retrovalis. Just try them. Just little specs. Okay. Little spec win bets.
All right.
Just for a bit of interest early.
All right. We've got a few SMSs coming through, a few selections here. Our man is back, Josh from Horsham, who had a royal run. Unfortunately, Chockies to board lollies last Saturday, but
it was a
donut
day.
On, boys. The magnificent Swan Hill Carnival kicks off today. Mm. I'm sad to miss it again. Race one, Boom Spirit, is his selection in the first today at
Boom
Swan
Spirit.
Hill. What price, Boom Spirit? It's the 250 favourite. The long straight will give him time to run down the leaders. And then Saturday, Morpheville Race 2, Royal Obsession, hard to run down. And then finish on Sunday at Edenhope.
Oh, look out.
Race 3, Miss Click Oak.
Now,
so go well, Josh from Horsham. He's given us three.
We love our man, Josh.
Swan Hill, Morphettville, Edenhope. I like the spread.
We don't doubt that Josh has some idea what he's doing. Because he's starting to just sip on his own bathwater to a degree. You know, when he started this, there'd be one. It was one. And then it was one. Now he's giving us three. Now he's giving us three across a weekend. Josh, you're coming off a donut day, brother. Don't go spreading it to try and get one out of three.
Bit of feedback from the shark. Maybe shark's feeling a little nervous about his position.
Well, don't know. If Josh gets three out of three next week, we might have to ring him up.
He'll be on if he gets three out of three.
He will be.
No doubt about that. All right,
Get him in here.
Let's get the race number
studio.
Four.
I'll read his star sign. What star sign are you, Josh?
Can you shut that?
Capricorn?
Throw that page away. All right. La Richie's is the favourite here. Jay Carr, Will Clarkin, old firm back together. $5 again. $5 a field again. Palmy, $7. Immersement, $7. November Dreamy, $8.50. The stylist is at $15. Now, we've lost two really good chances here.
Oh, no, spewing.
Exolita is out, and so is Tan Harmony
was a bet. Now it's not, because it's out.
So is this the play or a cup of tea race?
Now, no. Because of the wet track, there are a few that I reckon across this day, they might be sneaky little mudders that we just... There may have been a suggestion of a love for wet ground during their careers, but it might have been a little while since they'd seen one. Now, there's a horse in this race. Charles Cassar trains it. It's called Amy's Jewel. Now, Amy's Jewel in New Zealand is 2 for 2 on heavy ground and has finished within 6 lengths of the winner in a Group 1 on soft ground and within 3.5 of the winner in a Group 2 on soft ground. I'm thinking that's a pretty good standard of form for a benchmark 78. Now, she's only seen soft ground once in Australia, and that was at Cranbourne 2 starts ago. She had near enough top weight, and she was against the boys over 1,200, and she got a long way back, ran up to them, stayed on, and ran a decent third. That was second up. She should be ready to rock and roll here, fourth run in. Forget the good 3 runs either side of that soft track run. I think she is a Butte Little 1x2 each way bet in this race.
$12. Amy's Jewel. Mm-hmm. $12, $3.90 the place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm happy with that.
Just have a little dabble.
With those two favourites coming out, it's a tricky race. So Amy's Jewel, a little each way play at $12. Let's get on to race number 5, which is 1,800 metres. This is one of Dino's best of the day, Bedford, and a lot of people are in that camp as well. Looking for wet ground. Hit the line really well at Caulfield last start. $3.20 chance, Only slight query, maybe, dropping back from the 2000 to 1800?
Yeah, maybe. I'm sort of more worried about the pace of this race. There's not a lot of speed. No Effort probably looks the one to go forward. Play Me Now is the other speed. It's come out. Dr. Jewel, I would have thought, would go forward and be somewhere handy. But apart from that, we're a little light on for tempo in this race.
So where will Bedford be?
Well, Bedford tends to drift back off the speed. When we've seen him ridden up to try and be a bit closer, he doesn't finish his races off. So I think they're going to have to be a bit quiet on him.
Would you like it heavier as well than a soft seven for Bedford?
Not necessarily. I think he's useful enough on soft ground, certainly at this time of year. But what he does do, Bedford, every prep, he bobs up in town and he wins one. He did that last prep at Caulfield. And he carried 61.5 and you know, beat some handy horses in a benchmark 84. I know the class of this race, you know, an open handicap says it's stronger, but yeah, is it really? Like, there's some sort of veterans here that are probably a little bit over the top, some others that probably aren't as good on wet ground as they are on top of the ground. I just think he's well placed here, Bedford. And
you take the 320?
Yeah, I think that's as low as I'd want to shop for him, given the tempo. I would like to see a little bit more pace in the race, but, you know, we don't have it.
Well, as you mentioned, Dr. Drill's going to get... He's going to be on speed. He's going to get a good run.
Yeah. I think the track getting towards a soft deck rather than heavy, that really does help him. Yeah. Smart claim, too. Matt Cartwright's riding well.
Yeah.
He's one of these apprentices that you can just see, you know, every winter. We see a few of them bob up in town and... He's getting better all the time, Matt Cartwright, and he, you know, is good on a non-speed horse.
There's one here I've been waiting for to hit a wet track.
Yeah, what's that?
Pacadali. I know.
Pacadali.
I know he hasn't won for a long time, but I think he's going really well. I thought his run at Morphinville was good last start. $11.
This is a bit like sort of the barbershop from Coming to America. Pacadali's 492 years old. Like, he is.
He is, but he's a winter horse.
He's in Joe Lewis territory.
He's a winter horse. All right, spring choice, another comeback. King, what about him?
Don't know about him on wet ground. He's performed up to a soft five, I reckon. That's fair to say. Beyond that, not sure. And a horse that has had some tendon issues getting onto really genuine soft ground. Not sure I want to be playing there.
What can you tell us about
Vermilli? Not a lot.
Okay.
His form is okay. Look, the best reference that we know is through San Huberto, and that's going back to August 2019 in a listed race there over a lot of ground on a firm track in France, which is quite unusual. So San Huberto's come out here, and he's probably a listed grade two-miler. I don't think we've seen the best of that horse yet in Australia, but that's probably where he sits at the moment. Vermilli, no trials, no jump outs to work off. We are simply guessing as to how he's going.
All right, so what's your play here? You're going to have a...
Bedford. I think he's
the one.
You're going
to have a crack at the 320?
If it holds up, and if we've got some money from some of these looser each-way bets early on, yeah, I'll have a little crack. You still see, it's race five, right? So if he gets rolled, you've still got time to rebuild.
Rebuild we will. SMSs are flying in here. Tips out wide. The punters are helping. It's special from Noosa.
Special. Been a while,
I'm
brother.
I'm Stratty bound tomorrow. I'm looking for some hot Queensland mail from the Big Shark Man. That will be coming up. He goes, I want to get a chopper ride back. I don't want to have to drive the car back.
Just watch out for special from Noosa.
Now, how about this? He said, I've got a filthy Friday multi fill-up.
Who's this special?
Yep. It's on the trots.
Filthy is
Mildura
the
trots
apt word.
And Geelong trots.
Oh, no, hang on. Now, the context here, some of Special's pals down in Victoria, they dabble often and successfully in the trots game.
I'm just going to read these numbers out because you've given us a few. So if you're listening, get a pen.
Hang on now. This is good from Special.
Maddie
about
Nair,
time you delivered something.
We'll tweak Special's trots multis out as well.
Yeah, now,
Mildura, race 2, 4.
Yeah,
race 5,
that's $1.30.
He's saying multi them up. Race 2, number 4. Race 5, number 3. Race 6, number 8. Race 10, number 10. And then Geelong trots. He's got race 5, number 9. Race 6, number 3. And race 9, number 9. Beep, beep, beep. Back the truck up.
Yeah, well, that's they're all special. At $1.50. The only one here I'm looking through, race 10, number 10 at Mildura, Aphrodisiac. Special is known around Noosa as the human aphrodisiac. So that's probably about as good as it gets for Special there, I'd say.
Boys, there's a big tip going around today up here at Swan Hill Race.
this is one, so good.
Number six, Donation.
Another Omen, perhaps.
Into 750. Now, Donation was the horse yesterday on the trial file.
Donation.
That.
Is this Bald Eagle money?
Bald Eagle.
Is this all Bald Eagle money?
Ollie McKechnie was $15 into $6.50.
What race?
Much luck. So that's from Chris and Taralgon. Race one, number six, Donation. It's into $6.50 now. Opened up at $15.
So we missed the price.
So that could be a little one for the punters there.
I'm going to have to... Are you writing all these weirdo tips down?
We've got them on the Twitter machine for posterity.
Okay, so okay. We've got to write these down.
All right, let's keep moving because we want to get to the farm as well. So
farm? Eagle Farm. Gotcha.
Eagle Farm tomorrow. So just trying to refresh the tab app as we get to the next race tomorrow at Sandown.
Well, it's a diabolical start to the quaddie. Can I just say that?
Well,
and surely David and Coral Feek's luck turns with Ocean Miss.
Well, Ocean Miss has been so unlucky. It's the $3.40 favourite. Turidan's at $6.50. Last Chevalier's been taken out to race in Sydney, and it could well be a good thing up there.
Yeah.
De Graves is a horse I want you to tell us about here in this race.
If it turns up.
It's $7.
In its right form, they won't get near it. Simple as that.
We haven't seen anything of it.
And it hasn't raced in September last year. So who would know? But he's listed in Group 3 form.
Was it beaten at 1.8 lengths behind Armoury?
The good thing is he's a heavy track Group 3 winner. So we know that he goes through the ground at a decent standard, which is a big tick. But we haven't seen anything of him in Australia.
Would you have expected some money for him if he was in that vein of form?
Because
he's been $7. $6.50 out to $7.
It depends. I'd wait until race day for a guide there. He's certainly backable at that price. I think whatever you do in this race, you have to have a little saver on De Graves, just in case.
He's got to go in the quaddie.
He does turn up, and he must go in the quaddie. Must.
So you backing Ocean? Would you take 3.40 Ocean Miss?
No, 3.40 is too short. She's 3.40 now.
Yeah.
Well, what's happened? She was $4.
Well, Last Chevalier's coming.
Right, okay. Well, that'll adjust. That's too short. That'll adjust. Hold fire there, punters. But she's been most unlucky. Just needs a little bit of luck from the gate here. I just can't really take a trick at the moment, Ocean Miss, but she's going well. Wet track, no worries. She's performed down to a soft seven. That sounds like where we're probably going to be. De Graves, yeah, most talented horse in the race. And I reckon Leopari is one of the best roughies in the day for your quads. Must go in. Yet to miss a place on heavy ground. He has only missed a place once in 7 third up runs, and he was $67 when I was doing the form.
He's now into $26.
No, well, that's disappointing because I didn't get the 67s. Anyway, someone smarter than me out there acted early.
All right, so Leopari's a rubber. Savaheat on a wet
Savaheat track. Must go in the quaddie.
Savaheat, well, I thought the run wasn't that bad last day.
Go in the quaddie. Remember when he won on the heavy track at Flemington at $51? Now, I reckon that was second or third up, so early in the prep.
And
Matt
the other,
can't ride again.
The other one that I've been waiting for since the flashing light run at Flemington is Blue Ocean. Again, this is another one of these runners dropping back in distance when may have been better suited at the 1800. But what do you make of Blue Ocean?
Yeah, Blue Ocean's okay. He's okay. He's around the mark off season. Don't know if he's getting any better. But he goes through the wet okay. And he's racing well on top of the ground. So that's a good sign too.
All right, first leg of the quaddie. What are we doing?
You need a little handful here. 2, 4, 5. 7, 10, 14.
2, 4, 5, 7, 10, and 14. So first leg of the quaddie, the shark is playing Savaheat, the 2, 4, De Graves, 5, Lipari, 7, Turidin, 10, Ocean Miss, and 14, Blue Ocean.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you got a few there. We should be alive, hopefully, after that first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7, I wonder if we can
trim. We've got one here.
I wonder if we can trim a little bit here.
Got one here.
$5 a field, Seb Song. Sinners Express, which was one of Dino's best of the meeting at $5.50. Literati, $8.50. Standoff, one lot far up last start, but this is Sandown, not Flemington, at $9. And then we're out to $11 the remainder. Who do you like here?
Well, from a quaddie point of view, I think you need another handful here. because it's a pretty ordinary... I heard Dave Eustace saying it, that there's not a lot of quality in this race, and I tend to agree with that. There are a lot of last start maiden winners or class one winners in this race. There's a horse here that, you know, we said earlier in the conversation that there are some horses that might be wet trackers that might have given us a hint of that without, you know, really confirming it. I think Mark of the Man is probably in that category. Three runs in Australia, two runs on good tracks have been okay without being dazzling. Got onto soft seven once. That was at Flemington behind Sumer Rocker. Raced tight. Got out, kept finding the line. 1,400. Looked like he wanted a mile to me. Gets a wet track here. Gets a big flat track. Drawn to get some room. Mark Zara takes the ride. I think he is an each-way bet to nothing at $15 or whatever he was yesterday. What is he now? You'll probably tell me he's eight.
Which, what one was it again?
Mark
it was,
of the Man. You
Mark
know,
of the Man. No,
I've been listening. Stop reading your star signs.
I was reading Josh's reply to you, so I was reading it. Mark of the Man's at $14. So he's still a good little bet. $14.
I reckon $14 is a great each-way bet, Mark of the Man. There you go.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yep.
Because I don't know if there's been that much love outside of the shark bubble for Mark of the Man.
Probably not. But, you know, I do say and do strange things sometimes, and this may well be one of them.
What do you make of Dino's?
Signer Express?
Signer Express.
Yeah. Must for the quaddy. Must.
Seb Song, Jason Warren, I spoke to him yesterday, said jarred up on the firm deck last start. So it might be the reason is looking for the sting out of the ground.
Put it in the quaddy. I'm not, like, mad confident on it.
And what about...
Got some good owners in it. Ern and Rhonda Clark, beautiful people.
And what about Standoff?
Nah, leave it out.
No Flemington, no Standoff?
Well, I know it won well last time. This is a different kettle of fish onto soft ground, like proper soft ground, and it had 51 kegs on its back. I know it's probably 52 here, but I don't know, Standoff. Leave me out of Standoff.
Next step, Berrima.
Nah, not for me. Class one was just, I thought, at sale. Just.
All right. What's your handful on the second leg?
1, 3, 4, 7, 13, 15. There's one at the bottom there, 15, we should probably mention. Visualising. You want to talk about form lines. So, second to Foxy Frieda, who then won last week in town. There were winners behind him at Ballarat in that maiden. Then went to Cranbourne. Absolutely hosed up there. Very, very good win. And the form's only gotten stronger out of that. So I think he is well and truly in the game, visualising.
And $17 as well.
Yeah, yeah, put it in.
All right, so 1, Mask of the Man. 3, Seb Song. 4, you're putting in Basawa.
Yeah, it's got decent form in New Zealand. I haven't seen it in a jump out here, but just chuck it in anyway.
$21.
Yeah.
Then we've got the 13. Which is Signers Express.
Seeners, apparently.
Seeners.
I'm just getting a text from Warren Huntley, who says Seeners Express.
Seeners Express. Thank you, Woz. Seeners Express. And the 15, which is visualising. So we've got a couple of handfuls here. We need to get a little trimmer.
If Warren Huntley is listening, he surely has one out wide for us. Surely there's one out wide from out wide Warren. Must be. Come on, Woz. Don't sit on your hands. Right. Text in, please.
Take up the challenge for Swan Hill, maybe, today, Woz.
All is right. He up there?
Well, I'm not sure.
Kate Watson, sure Woz in the racing.com private jet again.
They may well be. They're a good duo.
They are very good. Watchable.
Let's get on to race number 8.
With his little hat. He had a little hat on this week as well,
the
I saw.
Pie, has he?
He did, yeah, he had a little hat on. He looked like a looked like he should be doing...
Thank you, Michael.
Looks like he should be bebopping and scatting next to a jazz band sort of thing.
So we move on to race number 8, which is a over the 1,300 metre. Corner Pocket is just a winning machine for Lindsay Smith. It's a $3.90 favourite. Defiant Dancer, $6.50. Jumbo Ozaki's an interesting runner. First up for a long time at $8.
Mm.
And Dino's Rama Ruffy, no surprise. Arkham Knight, $11.
Arkham Knight.
Now into $8. It doesn't look
Diamond John McMillan
easier on paper. Who do you like here?
I did a video time and time ago at the Kangaroo Island Cup with Diamond John McMillan. He is a character.
Don't worry about that.
It's a character.
Let's find a winner because we've got to get to Eagle
Farm. Okay, so there is a fair bit of speed in this race. I will say that. Titan Blinders, Alsvan, Corner Pocket likes to go forward. Altai Ranger likes to go forward. There's a little bit of speed here. So I know Corner Pocket's going really well. But I would assume from gate 15, with some of the speed drawn in, some out, that there's some work to be done early to get over and get into a nice spot. I want to be with a horse that's just going to camp behind that speed, maybe midfield, and look to finish off. I reckon there's some fat in the price around Sagalis, number 10. Blinkers go on. Mark Zara goes on. Middle gate, so it's going to get plenty of room. Pretty strong wet track form lines if you go back through its career. I reckon it did run second to Fasica one day. We know that horse is of a good standard. I just reckon it's a nice little each-way play here.
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's stuck out on a heavy track to me when I was having a look at it. If it's an improving track, then maybe that might be something to detract from it. There's another one that I thought on a wet track might be worth an each-way play to throw into the quaddie, and that's Sig Positano.
That definitely goes in my quaddie.
It's $16.
Yeah, definitely goes in my quaddie. Well, it had been just running rampage through the grades on wet tracks before it got to Hillside behind Altai Ranger and Cordilla. Ran well on top of the ground, then back onto a soft seven with weight, and ran well. I think it's showing that it definitely wants soft ground. It is right in the game.
All right, so you're going to have a little each-way play, Sagalis.
Little each-way play. That's what I'm doing.
Quaddy numbers, third leg.
Okay, so 3, Alsvan. 6, Amudi Bay.
Hang on, Alsvan. What price is Alsvan?
It's $1 million.
$51.
Yeah, $1 million. Does like wet tracks. 3, Alsvan. 6, Amudi Bay.
$21.
8, Corner Pocket. 10, Sagalis. 17, Sig Positano.
You're leaving out the Ramaruffi.
Who's that?
Arkham Knight.
Yeah, leave it out. He can't get it right 4 weeks in a row. Can he? It's
the
Dino.
It's the Oracle.
The Oracle.
A few SMSs coming through here.
Oracle.
Thank God you've got that siren. what's Mick Quaddy King... Oh, I had to clean that up too. What's Mick Quaddy King Shark's strike rate on quaddies?
Yeah, horrible, I tell
Treno
you this.
Shadow from Newey.
Shadow, maybe you're not a long-time listener, Shadow.
Treno.
Obviously not a long-time listener, but I think I make it quite clear week on week that selecting a quaddy on a Friday is best left to the Dean Lesters of this world.
Well, how about our main...
And not to me. Although I did get 3 legs last week, but 3 legs does not pay out, my brother. Unless you're taking a treble.
Ray has just texted in and
said... Ray Romano.
I've got the quaddy the last 3 Saturdays in a row.
Good on you.
A small percentage.
Good on you, Ray.
My quaddy tomorrow, for those who are interested...
Go on.
2, 4, 5, 7, 10, 14.
Hang on. Write this down, because I'm going to take Ray's quaddy.
I'll get Nev to tweet this out too.
Yeah, Ray's quaddy. Where's Ray quaddy from?
Doesn't say. Ray texts back in. Into 1, 3, 5 and 13. And then he skinnies up a little bit.
Oh, I like 8, it,
10,
Ray.
And 11. I'll give you your last 2 legs. 8, Corner Pocket.
See, I like this.
Sagalis is in.
Yes.
The 11, Arkham Knight.
Oh.
The Ramaruffi. And then the last leg, he comes home great again. 7, Bless Her. And 14, Express Pass.
Well, see.
He may well have nailed that.
Ray's got the quaddy last 3 weeks. You know what he is? He's got his tail up. I wonder what star sign Ray is.
Enough of that.
Text in and let us know.
Morning, guys.
Ray.
I'm not your wazza, but I have got a good thing at Swan Hill today. In the last, McCain. That's from Warren.
McCain.
In Vermont. So he said, I'm not your wazza, but Warren in Vermont.
There's 2 Warrens in Vermont. No, there can't be.
All right. Speaking of the last, let's
Could
get
there be?
To the last at Sandown. Express Pass, 440 favourite. Innkeeper's been scratched. Bless Her,
well,
at $6.
What are they doing with Innkeeper?
I think it's racing over the Swan Hill Carnival.
But, yeah, it's running today on a good 4. The horse is a wet tracker. Would you not take up the wet track option the next day, where he's very well weighted and would have probably won?
Is he suited over 1,000 metres?
Oh, look, it's a wet track. Might feel like 1,200 to some of these.
Might not be a wet... Might only just be a soft track.
It's Sandown. If there's 6 mils of rain coming at any given time tomorrow, Sandown's getting it, because it just does. It just gets it.
All right.
Look,
Simon. If you need a racing manager, Mick Sharkey can wear another cap as well.
No, I'm just being a smart person. But look, if it happens to win today, I hope, if it wins the gold Topaz, I hope Simon references my stupidity and says, well, there you go, Shark, stick it up your backside. We won today on a good four.
What do you do with Express Pass? First up run,
put him in the quaddy, that's what you do.
More than a pass.
You probably back him too, really.
Gee, he gets him well at the weights, doesn't he?
Oh, 9.5 kilos he drops.
51 kilos.
Now, here's a little thing. Do you remember about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I suggested to you, rather boldly, that Will Price would win the Jockeys Challenge, and he was about $16, and he ran second? Matt Cartwright tomorrow.
I haven't even had a look at it.
Well,
I think they come up on race day morning after scratchings.
Do they?
I'm not sure. Quinny,
well, Nick Quinn,
text us in.
Pull your finger out. Every other market, you've got the early markets for the Swiss Table Tennis Pogo Stick Championships next June. Surely you can have Jockey Challenge for tomorrow up. Surely.
All right. Let's get cracking, Sharky. Come on. Concentrate. Last leg. So,
Express Pass.
You're back in Express Pass.
Express Pass gets some money. Yes,
what about
it does.
Bless Her, great again. They both love the West.
Bless Her stable change, I've noticed, since its first up run.
No. First up for Busted and Young.
Yeah, stable change. It was first up around the other day, around third.
And with, was in that stable, though.
Was it?
Stable change during the spell.
Did it?
I'm pretty sure it ran for them first up. Anyway, I'll stand corrected.
I spoke
to Trent the other day.
Oh. Mustn't have noticed.
So, Bless Her goes in.
Bless Her goes in. Old Mate goes in down the bottom, Express Pass. I'm in two minds here between two horses. I'm only going to put one of them in. Zipping Boy number 12 or Forever Free number 15. Now, the problem with Forever Free, she lost form there for a period. Now she sort of looks like she's getting back to her right form. Last two runs, Sandown, Caulfield, both have been good. Three-year-old company, though, against older horses here. There's a weight drop. I know Gator likes it. Ugh. I'm going to leave it out and go Zipping Boy instead. So 7, 12, 14 for the quaddie. That's it.
7, 12.
But let the record show, I ummed and ahed about Forever Free.
So 7, Bless Her.
Yes.
Express Pass the 14.
True.
And you're putting in 12 Zipping Boy.
Zipping Boy, which is going really well.
No grade again. All right. That is the Sandown Quaddy. We will tweet that out. We finally got there.
Alongside Ray.
Quick break, and we're going to have a look at Eagle Farm.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Time to have a look at the big meeting up north at Eagle Farm. The Stradbroke is the feature. Two Group 1s plus the $1 million QE2, and there's a couple of intriguing undercard races as well. Shark, $6 the field in the Stradbroke. Vega 1, Herovian, $7.50, Wild Planet, $8.50, and then you're out to Mr. Quickie at $9. I love the Herovian here at $7.50, and he's firmed up the last couple of days. Who do you like?
I love the bloody Stradbroke. Love it. Look at it. $6 a field. Huge. You know they're going to be swarming just like they were last year late. You don't know where to look. I love it. I'm going to back two horses here. I think Mr. Quickie is in really well. 56.5. James McDonald, Group 1 winner. We know that he is sharp when he's freshened up. Look back at his form. He was third in a Futurity at the start of this prep, behind Probabile and Arcadia Queen. That is damn good form for a race like this. I know there's others that he's giving weight to, but they haven't gone to that level before. So I think he's a really good each-way play. The other one I want to try is Apache Chase. If this track is, like it has been, running a bit firm, leaders running time, they're hard to get past. Apache Chase just fights. If he's beaten, he goes down swinging. Ayrton couldn't catch him last time. He was just, you know, I think the mile's just a touch too far for him in the Queensland Guineas on a soft track. He just couldn't get away from them. Before that in the Daybreak Lover, he was dominant. Drops in weight, as you would expect for a three-year-old. Underrated horse, and he's going to be ahead of all of them coming around the turn at the top of the straight. They're my two.
Vega 1? Is it the barrier going to
be? No, Vega 1 can win. I just want to get a bit, you know, left field here and back a couple at better odds. It's that sort of race. I love backing horses at each way prices in these big handicaps. You get a run for your money, and sometimes the market forgets about, you know, the best runner in the race. In this case, Mr. Quickie.
Mr. Quickie, $9 is the each way play, along with the other runner that Sharky's keen to have a little play on is Apache Chase at $11.
Yeah. Happy with both of those.
All right, that is the Stradbroke. The JJ Atkins is most punters have got it down to the top three that chased and finished top three in the sires. Do you think Converge, who was the flashing light, Port Lily, who's also again drawn a tough barrier, yeah, or Tiger of Malay, who beat them home last start?
Well, Port Lily's still a maiden, and I thought when that gap came last start that he was really going to go whoosh and just charge through. He was okay, like he's good, but I thought the first two home were better. I just thought they were a little bit better. I'd like to see him go and kill a race, Port Louis, before getting right stuck into him. Converge was obviously the eye-catcher, as you say. It was wide gate stuff, went back on him, finished off really well. I wonder if that's the way to ride him, just with a bit of cover and let him finish off. He's another Frankel, good ability. I am heavily involved with Giannis at a long price. And he's a very talented horse, but I fear that we may not see the best of him until he's had the old snipperoo.
What about
racing like a horse that needs to be gelded?
Another Waller runner, Cape Breton, who's on the backup from last week.
Yeah, Cape Breton, nice horse.
Waller's done this before.
Yeah.
$14 chance.
Yeah, we'll sit in the first sort of four or five. Again, tough, wants a mile. Vancouver, you know, he's getting a little late season run on as well. So these sort of second season stallions that might, you know, they might be better when they're getting to sort of 3 years old and whatnot. I think Cape Breton is in the conversation. But it's hard to look past Converge on that run. If that's the benchmark of form, if that Tiger and Malay, that sires, if that's the benchmark, Converge was the best run in the race.
All right. One SMS just saying, if in the Stradbroke, Amish Boy gets a run. Now, I believe Savitou Excel is going to have another veterinary test a little later today. Mm-hmm. If he gets in, he's currently first emergency. Would you throw him in your nose at $18?
You probably would, because he runs so well in Queensland. He just seems to go up there and perform. He's an underrated horse. He's only won one race, though. I will say that. I think that's the issue with Amish Boy. Another roughie that I think you should be throwing in is Signor Fox.
Yeah.
What's wrong with his form?
I don't think there's anything wrong with his form. He's just going to need luck, as Paul said this morning.
It's that sort of race, you know, that quite a number of them are going to need luck.
SMS, will you take the Ayrton Zaki double like a lot of people in Australia?
I'll go one better. I will go Ayrton Zaki Garibaldi.
Yep. Big push from Garibaldi.
It's the best up there.
Tony Gollan earlier in the week. He's been $3.50 into $2.90.
There have been a couple of scratchings. It's the best up there, though, for me,
the
Garibaldi.
The stable mates out.
All nice right. horse.
$2.90, race six. I've been surprised.
Fast horse.
I've been watching Ayrton go from $1.65 out to $1.80.
You don't know what's going on there. Maybe it's just that, he got beaten last start. He's not what we all think he is. Just because a horse is beaten doesn't mean he's not very, very good, or it's not very, very good, and it's not the horse that we think it might be. It just didn't work out for Ayrton last time. I think this race works out really well for him. I expect him to win.
Happy to take that $1.80.
Yep.
All right. Outside of that, interesting runner I want to ask you about in the Wayne Wilson, Delphi. Got mouth-watering form lines back over in the UK. First up, 1,600.
Well, we sort of thought we'd see him in the spring, didn't we, Delphi? It was touted that he might have a poke around somewhere during the carnival, but he didn't. I don't know if that's because he didn't handle the trip out here all that well, or if there was a little injury, niggle. Not sure what the story was. I was talking to one of his owners yesterday. I think it's a bit of a wait-and-see run. They're excited about what he could be, and for good reason. You know, he looked the part, beating Master of Reality, who we know goes very well in Melbourne Cups. You would think there's a bright future ahead for Delphi. Still a bull. It's interesting too. I want to see how he goes. I couldn't back him in that race, but I want to see how he runs. I hope he runs really well. Some good people involved in that horse.
Could you back anything in the Brisbane Cup?
In the Brisbane Cup? Look, it's not a race that has me salivating to bet. I will say that. Cariff is a horse that I've tried in better races than this in the past. He seems to be going quite well. I thought he was really solid to the line there in that Premier's Cup. Gosford Cup run was good. He just wants ground, this horse. He gets it here. Yes, he's got top weight, but he's a winner at the trip.
All right.
Beating Realm of Flowers, that's not bad
form. It's good form, isn't it? And a good push again this morning from Paul Snowden with Cariff.
Big strong horse, too.
Kiwi Morgs has text in, mortgage job, Odium in the last. Who do you like in the Dane Ripper?
Odium is going very, very well. Very well on the training track. So I don't know about a mortgage job, Morgs, but maybe you've got more homes than I do and you could afford to drop one or two along the way. I haven't got that far, to be brutally honest, in the Dane Ripper. And it's the sort of race where horses sort of campaign through Sydney, then they go up there maybe as an afterthought. Some of them have been sold recently through the Magic Millions sales. Coventina Bay, good form lines in New Zealand.
Mick Guerin gave her a very good rap the other day.
Well, the only worry is New Zealand horses haven't exactly set the world on fire this season.
New Zealand,
is that right?
Horses,
one winner
in the autumn.
In the Brisbane and Sydney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would have been Aegon, wouldn't it? Aegon?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's a bit unusual.
That's what Mick Guerin said.
Anyway, that's not like two.
Because Murray Baker, a quick thinker won a race. So Murray Baker and Andrew
Sierra Sue's another one in that race that can probably improve.
All right. Okay, Sharky, best up north at Eagle Farm.
Garibaldi. Yes.
Play the treble. Ayrton.
Yeah, Ayrton, Zaki, Garibaldi.
I like that play of the day up north.
Yeah, and best in Melbourne is Mark of the Man each way.
All right, Mark of the Man each way. No little multis.
I just gave you one.
What about Swan Hill Carnival? Have you had a look?
Well, I'm furiously writing down all these tips that we've had from our very well-connected listeners who are talking about setup jobs and stitch-ups and everything else. So I'm interested in that mail, as well as special from Noosa's ridiculous Mildura quaddy, Mildura multi.
There's another one coming out wide too. Last one of the day. Zaydani, Gold Coast tomorrow.
Who
race
that from?
Six. It's a back-the-truck-up job. It'll be pretty short, Zaydani.
Zaydani?
It's gone to the Gold Coast tomorrow.
Oh, that's where it needs to go because it's not winning anywhere else.
Hey, I thought it was a good run last night.
No, Zaydani sucks you in every time.
All right, Zaydani is... No, markets up. We'll bring it to you when it comes through.
Where's Michael from Brisbane this week?
Sharky, enjoy your weekend. You're going to have a romantic lunch with the Dale today after getting the kids
off to
school.
Might take her out for lunch after we get through this accounting seminar. Yeah, that'll be good. Can't wait for that.
All right.
That wasn't in the Star Guide.
We've written your tips down here because there's a few SMSs coming through, so I don't want to compare Shark's tips to Josh from Horsham and make the best man come in next
week. I've given 48. Josh has bowled up three, so, you know.
Got to go. Hey, guess what? Speaking of superstars,
who?
Special treat, tune in after this. Day one of the Swan Hill Carnival. Dean Lester with all the winners.
Bang.
Day one at Swan Hill.
Giddy up.
Have a good weekend, Sharky. We'll be back after this.